Radio Prague News.
The Czech Constitutional Court has ruled the country's phone and internet data retention law unconstitutional. The Czech foreign debt rose to over 48% of the country's GDP in the third quarter of last year. And nearly 44% of Czechs consider themselves poor, according to a new poll. The Czech Constitutional Court ruled on Thursday the country's phone and internet data retention law unconstitutional, accepting a complaint filed last year by 51 Czech MPs. Mobile phone operators and internet providers in the Czech Republic were required to keep the data over a period of 6 months and make them available to the police and intelligence service upon request. The court sided with the critics of the law, who pointed out that it violated people's rights to privacy. The judges said the law allowed for a massive interference with fundamental rights and failed to provide adequate guarantees against the misuse of the data. The Czech foreign debt rose by 56.8 billion crowns to 1.79 trillion Czech crowns, or over 103 billion US dollars, in the third quarter of last year, amounting to more than 48% of the country's GDP, the Czech central bank said on Thursday. The debt increased by nearly 150 billion crowns year on year. The bank said the debt was fueled primarily by the banking and government sectors. However, the largest share of the country's foreign debt, more than 48% of it, is ascribed to the private sector. Some 44% of Czechs consider themselves poor, according to a new poll by the STEM agency released on Thursday. Their share is the same as in 2000 and the highest since 1993, the agency said. People with lower education generally tend to consider themselves poorer than those with university degrees. Also, families with more children are less likely to feel poor than people living alone. A court in Prague has lifted a ban imposed by the Czech Interior Ministry on a Sudeten Germans association in the Czech Republic, the news website Lidovky.cz reported on Thursday. The ministry refused in 2009 to register the association. Officials argued that the group would try to breach the so-called Beneš decrees, which stripped around 3 million ethnic Germans of their citizenship and property after Second World War. However, the court said this alone was not sufficient grounds to refuse the registration. The number of foreign students at Czech universities has quadrupled over the last 4 years, an official from the Education Ministry said on Thursday. There are now 38,000 foreign students at public and private universities in the Czech Republic. Around a third of them are enrolled in economic studies programs, while some 17% study sciences. About 15% of foreigners study medicine, and around the same number study humanities. There are around 400,000 students currently attending 28 public and 45 private universities in the Czech Republic. Members of the Prague City Council for the opposition Topol 9 party called on Thursday on Deputy Mayor Karel Březina from the Social Democrats to step down. Mr. Březina faces unspecified charges in connection with his membership on the boards of several firms that went bankrupt. Karel Březina, who denies any wrongdoing and has filed a complaint against the police actions, can rely on support from his party, as well as the Civic Democrats, who control the city hall. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The end of the week will be overcast with occasional rain. Daytime highs should range between 13 and 17 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.